But Kelly had a question about Riley, who's almost 20 and going to come home in between semesters at college during the summer.
Yeah.
And obviously, she'll work.
Yep, she's working.
Right. So,
and she has a new deal that she's an RA next year, so she gets free room and board.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's really responsible of her.
Yes.
Yeah, so she doesn't have to pay for her apartment
great,
next year.
Except then you have to deal with all this.
Yeah. I never liked my RA, to be honest. Right. I mean, who does like their RA?
Well, the RA is always...
Riley loves rules. You guys know that.
Yeah.
She's such
of
a
course.
Rule follower. Like, it's perfect for her, right? And she can save money.
Yeah.
So all the money that she's... Now, this is all going to make sense, right? All the money that she's making this summer, she's going to be able to bank, right?
Right.
Sure.
So my question is, she's going to be 20 on May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
She's living with me. I assume she's going to live with me the next couple of years. When do I start asking her to contribute
to some of the expenses?
Now, she already has her own expenses. You know, she pays for a car and her insurance, a portion of those things we help her out with, okay? But the home stuff, you know, I am planning on sitting down and saying to her, look, when you come home, it's not going to be like, I'm going to ask you what you want for dinner and make your dinners and clean up and clean your room and do your laundry. You're 20. You're going to, you have your own apartment. This is not like a free ride.
I don't mean to interrupt, but
yes, sir?
Are you actually going to follow through with that?
Of course I'm not.
Oh my gosh.
But I want to. You know, I love taking care of her and Wyatt and Jay, okay? But the other thing is that, look, my bills go up when she's home.
Right.
My groceries go up. I gotta feed now her.
Right.
You know, my electricity bill goes up. Everything goes up. So when do I start asking her to contribute?
So what would you... Well, does she pay her phone bill yet?
She pays a portion of her phone bill, and so do we.
Okay.
She pays her car payment. We pay a little bit of that.
Yeah.
She pays her insurance. We help her out with that.
This is
so
a good...
So she's doing pretty well.
Yeah,
she's
this
doing
is
great.
Good.
She's doing
better than I was doing at that time, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think you can ask for more than that.
So that's my main question. She pays a lot of her own expenses.
Yeah. What about like if she goes out to eat?
No,
that's on her.
She pays for that.
She pays for
already.
But if she gets her hair done, she pays for hair done. If she gets
nails,
her eyebrows down, she does all that stuff. Do I take her out and do those things with her when she's home and pay for them?
Well, of course.
Sure,
yeah.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, like, just so she knows that there's some skin in the game. Like, you got to give me $100 a month to go towards your groceries and things like this. But I don't know if that's asking too much because she is already paying that stuff.
And she's going to be an RA, which is going to save on room and board, too. I mean, how much is that right there? Like, $5,000 at least, I would think?
Well,
if not more.
She's going to work her butt off this summer, so I know that she'll have money, right?
Yeah.
So... I just want her to know the responsibility of, look, I don't want her living with me at 30.
Well, I will say, as someone who graduated college with a significant amount of debt, that if she could bank some of that money that she's making and use that to buy books and like some of the other college expenses instead of putting that in loans.
Yep, and we buy her books.
It might be, okay.
But
I don't know. I think you're kind of... So someone... I think this is an interesting text. A couple people texted the same thing and said if she moves in after she graduates...
Right, that's when.
That's when you start to look at like a portion of the mortgage, you know.
Okay.
Or if she all of a sudden is on like the 6, 7, 8 year plan too at college.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not... You know, the 4 year deal,
right?
You know, for college, then you got to start. Then you can start asking. But right now, it seems like both sides are doing it right.
I think we are. And you know, it's really me having to not baby her as much.
Yeah, and I don't think you do. She's a very responsible kid.
She's super responsible.
She's doing really well already.
Yeah.
This is someone texted. You know, if the only way I was able to buy a house at 24. Was being able to save up a little bit through college, thanks to my parents. You know, so
like I wish I had gone home after college, and I would have obviously had to pay for a little bit of room and board, but I would have been able to save a lot of money that way. I didn't. I moved to California, and started my career with nothing.
This is someone texted and said, "Well, why don't you just let her pay 100% of her own bills? You know, like the."
That's the
phone bill.
That is something that we're discussing, that when she's home, since she's working, she's not in school, maybe we tell her, now this is your actual, what you are going to plan
for. And then don't worry about the electric, the mortgage. So, you know, that's all
stuff. It's so weird because when we grew up, we didn't have the cell phone. We didn't have to worry about that bill. And that's a really expensive one, too.
Oh, my God.
These phones, these plans.
And the streaming services.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a car payment.
It really is, Kelly.
For the four of us.
It is out of control.
It's
crazy. But we didn't have that expense growing up. All we had was the car and the car insurance. And that's what I, that was my responsibility, you know?
Same.
Yeah. So this is a new added wrinkle that I, you know, I don't know how to handle that one with the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you guys are all doing a good job, though. Yeah, she's doing a good job. Yeah. You guys are doing a good job. It's a good like transition instead of like a, you know, cold turkey. Boom, you pay everything. Good luck in life.
I mean, that would be amazing.
And also do your own laundry.
I know. I tried that too the last time she was home, and then I was like, never mind. I'll just do it.
Isn't it just easier when you do it yourself?
Yes, because I'm like, oh, it's just staring at me. I'm like, oh, I'll just add it in with the load.
I don't want anybody else doing the chores. I can do them way more efficiently than you.
And faster. An hour. I get everything done.
Yeah,
boom.
Yeah.
Wow. When can I drop mine off?
If you did, I would do yours too. Be like, fine.
Oh,
just
careful
do
what you offer. Yeah. I'll come in tomorrow with a hamper.
Right.